It is well known that stressful situations aggravate the symptoms of Parkinson's. What can you do when you confront a stressful challenge or situation? I have a suggestion for you of something you can always do, which entails slowing down the experience. The reason stressful situations wind up creating so many symptomatic challenges for people is that they begin to race more quickly with the anticipation that things are getting worser and worser. So one of the ways you can challenge this vicious cycle is to literally reverse it in the moment. When confronted with a stressful situation, then, I have a very simple suggestion to give to you. Something you can do that really does work, something that really does help, and something that really will reduce the magnification of any symptoms you might be experiencing in the moment. When you notice that the symptoms are getting worse because you're anxious or because you're in a fearful or a difficult situation, when stress is up, do the following. You want to take a long, slow breath, and you want to hold it for the count of 4 seconds, and then you'll want to let that air out through your mouth. So we'll do that right now. Just imagine that you are confronting a stressful situation. You might have just finished doing that, or you might anticipate it's going to happen later on today. And all you can do, people won't even know what you're doing. All you do is you take in a slow breath, hold it to the count of 4, 2, 3, 4, and then let the air out through your mouth. Notice how you feel. Isn't that interesting? And isn't that something simple to do? You are in control. You can do this. And you can shift the energy that is creating the magnification of any symptoms you might be experiencing. Slow it down whenever you need to. And that's how you can do it. Together with me once again, so we can both feel absolutely delicious in a matter of 5 seconds. Air in. Hold it to the count of 4, 2, 3, 4, and let the air out through your mouth. How delicious is that, huh? Robert Rogers, Parkinson's Recovery.